I'm going to guide a meditation that's going to take us through a bit of a visioning or dreaming session. And we will also utilize breath a little bit as a relaxation. Let's start with relaxing the body. Sit with your spine straight and either cross-legged on a couch or the floor, or with your feet firmly on the floor and your back straight in a chair. I often try and sit on the front part of the chair when I'm meditating to keep my spine straight. And you can have your hands turned face up to feel the energy of the meditation a little more. So just taking a deep breath in as we commence now. And being aware of your whole body. Take another deep breath in as we be aware of our mind. And take another deep breath in as you consider that core essence of self. And bringing your awareness into this very moment. And may we be inspired from the core essence of self to bring forth a new normal when eventually the crisis passes. May there be a new and more glorious normal, a more balanced life, a richer life, a more satisfying and fulfilling life than we've ever experienced before. And may we all make space in our lives for all of these matters on this wheel of life. And may we all flourish as a result. And so just being aware now of the first of these areas. We call them mansions of the soul, actually. Who am I? Who is it that people think they're looking at when they see me? What do people see, and what would I like people to perceive about me? What are the masks I've worn in the past? And what would it be like to be really authentically me in the world? And to be coming from a place of believing in myself, really valuing myself, feeling good about myself, being able to flow with the good days and the bad days, but with a pretty good inner dialogue. Who am I? Who would I like to emerge from this crisis being? I'd like to be a lot more, and insert whatever you like. And breathing into that idea. And then take your awareness to your values, the second part of this map. What do I value? Where have I placed my emphasis in the balance of my entire life? What are the bits that are working well? And what are the bits that I might like to make some changes to? And how am I tracking with my finances? And how would I like to be tracking? Imagine the type of life you'd like to have, where the ins are always more than the outs financially. where it feels satisfying and where you feel in alignment with your deepest core essence. And now take your awareness to your place in your local community. Do people know you? Do you know your neighbors? Do you feel that you're part of a caring community? Would you like to be more than you are? Would you like to make connections with people who are local from all walks of life, enjoying the diversity? And take your awareness to your home life, your family life. How are things doing there? And are there any areas where you'd like to see a bit of a shift? Where you would like things to be different to how they are now? And just envisaging, what would those changes be that you'd like to see? Imagine the feelings of connectedness and being in the flow with each other. Imagine what caring more would look like. And imagine what receiving love from the people you live with, what would that be like, from your family? And take your awareness to your own expression of the creative energy. And how are you being creative in your life right now? Does work bring out creativity for you? What about away from work? Do you have any interests or hobbies or pastimes where the time just flies by and you just feel peaceful? Where you just enjoy it so much and it brings you pleasure? What would you like to incorporate into your life by way of sheer enjoyment? How can you recharge your batteries with enjoyable downtime? And what about your own health and your own well-being? You probably spend a lot of time looking after others, but how well are you looking after self right now? Breathing deeply and slowly. And just think of an area or two where you might like to make a few adjustments or follow through with some aspect of a self-care plan for yourself. What is it you might like to put on the agenda for your own care and well-being? And thinking about your relationships, your intimate relationships, partnerships, What's happening there? Do you remember a time when you felt the real zing of relating with someone? That feeling of how amazing the person is. And then time passes and it becomes a little less magical sometimes. And then there's a cycle of intimacy. Whereabouts are you at the moment? On the cycle of intimacy or ships in the night, going through the motions, but not much heart connection. What could you do to create a lift and shift in your relationship life? And what about your relationship with change? Change is almost certain in our lives, isn't it? And what do we need to provide for ourselves mentally, emotionally, or physically to help us navigate change in the most auspicious way? And just asking the question, even if you don't know the answer, by asking, you open to that field of possibility. And you start things rolling. And what about higher learning? Expanding your awareness, expanding your consciousness. What fulfills that need in you to learn and to grow? Do you do this within your work setting? What about outside of your work setting? Do you study things that interest you from time to time? Do you take the odd course just for fun? Do you give yourself permission or create time in your life for your own evolution and growth? And thinking about your career. How satisfying is it at the moment? Do you feel you're contributing to something that is larger than you are? Do you feel seen and recognized for your contribution? Do you feel that you can give richly and warmly in your work environment? And can you then turn off, rest, and replenish? And what is it you'd like to be remembered for at the end of your life and you look back? What would you like people to say about you? How would you like to be remembered? Here is a person who. Expand your mind beyond any past limits you may have set upon yourself. And what about friendships? Do they tend to dissolve because you're too busy? Who haven't you called in a while? Particularly in the current climate, who do I need to contact to just check and see that they're okay? Let them know I care. And smiling at all of those people who are your friends. And on some level, may there be an impulse to get in touch with each other again. And now we come to the last of the soul mansions, which is our core essence. Am I in tune with myself? Or do I feel somewhat disconnected? Does anxiety take myself out of myself, out of my center? Or does depression shut me down? Am I too busy to really know the core of myself? Or do the masks that I wear prevent me ever looking within? There's treasure inside. May we have the fortitude, the interest, and the curiosity to find that treasure. Breathing deeply. And imagine that from the wellspring of your inner being, a feeling of peacefulness, a sense of light, a sense of possibility, and a new sense of hope emerges from the core essence of who you are and floods itself into every area we've just looked at. And just breathing slowly and deeply. As you contemplate the totality of your life and smiling at your future and the creative power within you to bring changes you'd like to see in your life. And just breathing deeply in and feel your whole being expanding. And is there one thing that this has brought for you that you could action today, tomorrow? Is there one thing you go, ah, yes, that would make a difference. That would move me towards a new vision for my life. That could be a catalyst for good things. What one thing can you find? And smiling at your inner being, smiling at your mind and your body, and know that life is a grand adventure. And when you're ready, just gently bringing your awareness back into your body. Wiggle your fingers and your toes. And when you're ready, you can open your eyes.